Subject, secret lover. Dear Stephen Shirley, me and my boyfriend have been together for 5 years now, and of course, every relationship has its ups and downs. In my case, there are more downs than ups, but I'm never one to give up if there might be true potential. Well, during the course of our relationship, one of his closest friends approached me on Facebook, and I chose to ignore it the first time. Some months went by, and he approached me again. But this time I responded, and we've been inseparable ever since. Now that things are actually in full effect, I've fallen deeply for this man. I've started to ignore my own relationship, and even worse, sometimes not coming home and spending weekends with this man. We've talked about leaving our significant others, but that was a one-time discussion, so I figured it was just wrong timing. The I love you word recently surfaced, and I don't know how I should handle it. I'm not happy with the person that I'm with, nor am I happy that my secret lover has not made a decision. We are slightly distant now since I dragged the breakup word. What should I do? What should you do? Yeah, this is terrible.
When we're slightly distant now since I dragged... Who she dragged the breakup word?
Well, I was thinking the guy she's with, his close friend.
Oh, okay.
But you're thinking it might be with her... Yeah, I think they have some distance. I think they have some distance, she and the guy now. But anyway, I just think you really need to stop being ratchet because this is horrible. I mean, you're dating your man's best friend. It can't get any worse than that. And what do you want from us? Because we don't really like to be involved in this kind of mess. I'm just going to tell you.
Well, we don't.
You're wrong. So many levels here. And really, there's nothing for you to do but stop this. I mean, all of it. You were in a bad relationship for 5 years anyway. But getting with your best man's friend, that's not the answer. That's the answer to your problems with your man that you were having problems with, to get with his close friend just because he hit you up on Facebook. You have some serious mental problems going on with yourself. And I think you should leave it all alone because you don't know what to do in any kind of relationship. This is ridiculous to me, Steve.
Well,
and I don't want to be involved in her mess.
I do, because you wrote in, you said, Dear Steve and Shirley.
Yeah,
once they do that, Shirley,
I know
they wants us in it.
Want to be in it,
and I ain't got no problem accommodating.
You love
that's
mess.
Just, I look at you.
Yeah,
I
especially mess when it's ignorant.
Mm. Come on, boy.
Now you've been together for 5 years now, and of course every relationship got its ups and downs. That's a true statement. In my case, there have been more downs than ups. Well, like I tell women all the time. If you're in a relationship and you got a list of things you will accept and things you won't accept, and the won't don't want to accept list is longer than the will accept list, you got a problem.
Yeah.
So now, I've never been one to give up if there might be true potential. Now, let me explain something to you. If you have not seen potential or gotten potential in 5 years, 5 years, and you still talking about potential, ain't none. You all are where you are going. It's been 5 years. Now, you didn't mention your age in here, so that would really help me a lot. But since you didn't, I don't care how old you are. 18, 38, 48. 5 years, and it ain't reached its potential. Maybe it done already capped out. You at your potential. Y'all ain't got nothing. So now, you can keep hanging in there if you want to. Well, during the course of the relationship, one of his closest friends approached me on Facebook. Well, let me tell you something about men, in case you don't know. The reason that the man approached you on Facebook is because he know there's an opening. Because, see, his best friend know what he doing. Because dudes talk about stuff. Now, if we in love with a woman, we do not discuss the woman we in love with our friends. Man, we did this last night. I had her all over the place. A dude really in love with a woman, he ain't telling that to his friends. Because that ain't how we roll. That's ours, and we don't want you getting no ideas about ours. Now, what he will discuss with his friends, though, is what he doing on the side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll talk about it now.
Oh, yeah. We gonna talk about that, especially to our boy. Yeah, I got this other thing, boy. So his friend know it's an opening. That's why he approached you. You chose to ignore him the first time. Then some months went by. He approached me again. But this time I responded, and we've been inseparable ever since. Mm. Now you say things in full effect. You've fallen for this man. I've started to ignore my relationship even worse. That's because you don't really have one. But here's the line I want to say before we go to break. Sometimes not coming home and spending weekends with this man.
Woo.
Let me explain something to you. You ain't got no man that allows you to go somewhere for a weekend with another man and come back and ain't no fallout behind that.
Thank
that
you. Happens. Come
on, it's gonna happen one time.
Come on,
what?
Steve.
You done went somewhere with a man for a weekend. You come back and we still got a relationship. No. Ain't no man can go nowhere for no weekend with a woman. Mm-hmm. Come back to his woman.
It.
And that's impossible. Y'all ain't got nothing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.